is Taylor Snyder, and welcome to season 2, episode 1 of the Traveling Career Girl podcast. Yeah, so it's been like, I think the last episode of the pod I filmed or recorded was in March 2023, and a lot has happened since then. Let's see what's been going on. I moved to Portland. And then I moved out of Portland. Now I'll move back in LA. I had a full-fledged fashion show. I have wholesale contracts with like cute fucking retailers. I've dressed celebrities. I've rubbed shoulders with influential people. The lot. So much has been happening. And it really has been a fucking whirlwind. Like, it's been really rewarding and really fulfilling, but also, like, this is, like, the most tired and stressed and drained I've ever been in my whole life. So, yeah, in case you can't tell. but, yeah. So, I am, today I'm in St. Louis, Missouri. So, I was just here for the evening, but now I'm headed to Dallas, Texas to go and see one of my good girlfriends, Jade, aka Crimes of Fashion on Instagram, say hey. But yeah, so I'm gonna go to her house and hang out with her and hang out for the week in Dallas and just see what's going on there before I bop off and head to the East Coast before it gets too fucking cold. So yeah. But I have like some new thoughts that I want to do with this podcast moving forward into the future. So it's not going to really be too much. It'll be word vomit, obviously, but like it'll also be like, you know, I wanted to have a little more structure, you know. So I'm going to be structurizing this bitch over the next couple weeks for sure, and you'll notice it. And I'm also going to be keeping my pods like a little bit shorter in like time frame, so like I feel like an hour and a half is like normally, I think that's actually a little excessive, so I'm gonna try to keep this down to like maybe like, you know, 20-30 minutes. But yeah, like, and I'm gonna try to like keep, you know, the topics like that way it makes sense. So but I'm really grateful for like all the opportunities that have like arisen over the last year. Like, I'm telling you, doing entrepreneurship and growing shit from the ground up really is like, if you do it or if you know of people that do this, like, I like, because it's tough. So I really have a lot of admiration for people that are able to like hustle like this and actually make it and like, you know, be like uber successful. So, and I know I'm gonna get there. It's just like, you know, we're gonna get there as a brand for sure. It's, you know, we just need, you know, the proper recognition, and we're gonna definitely be getting that here in the next like few months. So that is something I am super, super grateful for. But yeah, like one of the celebrities that we dressed was Erica Jane from Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. If you see my Instagram at Taylor Snyder X, you can go ahead and look at the look that we did. And so, you know, our sketch and our designs are going to be all over Bravo. And then we also dressed a couple people for RuPaul's Drag Race All Stars. So that's exciting too. The new seasons that are coming out next year and in 2025. Pending the world doesn't end, of course, after the election, but let's see what happens. So, I don't know, keeping my fingers and toes crossed. I sure did pick a place to move, though, in the heat of the moment, right? You know, moving back to LA in the middle of, like, a new cappy world. So, but, hey, if there's a light, there's a big, bright flash of light, walk towards it. Don't run from it. but yeah, no, I've overall been okay. Like, you know, I think a lot of us are kind of like in a weird mood. I mean, myself included. I am okay, but, like, also, it's just, like... Like, I'm telling you, like, time flies. Like, I'm not used to it. Like, it's weird. Like, the older you get, the quicker just everything just zooms past you. Like, once you finally... Like, everything is so slow when you're, like, up in high school up until you graduate. And then, like, boom, like, everything just starts hitting you. And it's just crazy. So... A year literally feels like a week. So, but, yeah, it's all good. It's all good. So, let's see, what else is going on? I mean, I was supposed to do this episode one with my girlfriend Jade, Crimes of Fashion, but she is in the middle of New York, stuck in a storm right now. I don't know if any of y'all are paying attention, but there's a rather large hurricane that's tearing through the country, so... You know, that is deterring flights. So anyways, I'm flying to Dallas tonight and she's not going to be there till tomorrow. So but we were going to record my podcast at her house tonight. We were going to do a little duo sesh and we were going to like smoke a fucking joint and just, you know, have a kiki with it. But it
won't work out tonight. No, no, no. And it doesn't work out with my time frame because I'm doing this 2 days before I'm supposed to launch.
Like... normal, you know, doing everything on time, but also last minute. So, let's see, what else has been going on? I mean, there's a lot of stuff that's been going on. I mean, like, my brand has been, like, super focused on, you know, our collection with, Society Hounds. And Society Hounds, if you don't follow, or if you're not up to speed 100%, so, me and Colton, my business partner, who we own Colty Leather together, and we own Traveling Career Girl together, the brand. So, we've merged brands together just to be under one conglomerate. And but we also, in the midst, after we had our fashion show, we joined forces with this really awesome dog boutique called Society Hounds. It's in Beverly Hills, like, practically across the street from Louis Vuitton on Cannon Drive. You can't miss it. But we are basically making, like, you know, luxury, bespoke dog accessories, dog collars, dog leashes, dog harnesses, dog clothes, dog wigs. We've done a lot. So we make dog everything, and it's a little bit more on the higher end of the price point, but everything is bespoke and handmade, and we make it with love, and we use really great materials, like even my tracksuit. Even this tracksuit is available for sale at Society Hounds in black and pink, and you can get this for human size, and you can also get this for your dog. It's in doggy size as well, so you can match. So that's the type of shit I've been doing. And I've been loving it. Like, I never would have believed a year ago that this is where we would be. Like, a year ago, I think when I recorded my podcast last in March, like, I thought that this whole journey was just gonna kind of cap out around my duffel bags. And my duffel bag, I love my duffel bag so much. It's utility and design patent pending. So, and it totally is, like, functional as fuck and like chic and streamlined and modular and simplistic. Like it's quiet luxury, which is something I personally love. I don't like loud luxury. I don't like ugly things, and so I think this is like pretty, like, you know, it's very toned down, and it's also very elevated. And I do use some of the best materials in the world. Like, me and Colton, we have spent, like, you know, a long time sourcing all of our materials for everything that we make, and we really do use some of the highest quality stuff. And it comes at a cost, but if we're gonna put our names on it, like, we want it to be something beautiful. And so for those of you that have actually purchased from Traveling Career Girl, first of all, thank you so much. I and Colton and our team, we're super grateful, and you keep us busy. And it really is exciting seeing people, you know, post their bags or post their hats or post their whatever they get from us, like, it's just, it's really fulfilling. It's really full circle seeing, like, people utilizing our stuff that we put a lot of time and energy and thought into. And, yeah, so thank you. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. I really do appreciate it. Now, I still am, you know, I still do bop around on the road here and there. I still have a couple people that I see on the reg from time to time. Like my little Sugar Bear. Still have Sugar Bear. Which actually, I don't know if you're familiar with Sugar Bear. If you listen to my last season's podcast, you'll know exactly who Sugar Bear is. So Sugar Bear is the man who basically, he helped me launch Traveling Career Girl financially. He is my angel investor, Mr. Sugar Bear. And so I plan on doing a lot of I plan on inviting a lot of people on. I really want to actually take advantage of that. And like, that's why I'm like making it a point to actually make a video version of my podcast now. Like, I really do feel like if you're going to do a podcast, it needs to be in video as well in some capacity. If not, like, who the fuck's just going to listen to it? Like, we need to post video. I hate how this is how content and social media is these days, but hey, pay to play, and this is how you gotta play. So here we are. But anyway, so Sugar Bear wants to be on the podcast, so that'll be fun. I really think that'll be a full circle thing to, like, you know, have him on, and like, because if anyone has been with me since the beginning, even before Colton, it's Sugar Bear. So he's not going to be showing his face, but he will absolutely be in outside of the frame. So, but he's super excited to join. And I think, like, I'm also, obviously I'm going to have Colton on. Like, you know, I need to have Colton on this Traveling Career Girl podcast. Me and Colton, actually, we really did try to start our own podcast, and we still have it. Like, and we're still going to probably, like, you know, make more episodes of it. It's just we've been so busy with real life and other things that, like, we just haven't really had the time to be recording podcasts. And it's like, me personally, like, you know, I'm finally starting to, like, you know, scoot back on the road a little bit here and there, and so it's given me a little bit of time to be able to relaunch Traveling Career Girl as a podcast and to just kind of, like, revisit, like, my journey as an entrepreneur, like, growing from just being, you know, a sex worker to now actually, like, growing myself into a brand that has the potential of making millions of dollars. Like, it's not just my brand and Colty Leather. It's not just Colty Leather and Traveling Career Girl and Society Hounds that we're working on. Like, there's just so much more that me and Colton have in store for the world and more to offer. You know, just to break it down bluntly, like, you know, we are a small design factory, so we are able to manufacture just about anything. We could literally make anything. Like, if you say you want something made, like, from start to finish, from sketch to completion, that is something that we can do. We have the machinery, we have the wherewithal, we have the talent, we have the knowledge and skill set, we have the tools. So we have the ability to basically make anything from scratch, not just in leather. And so that's something that we're going to start heavily promoting here really soon. So Colton and I, in the coming weeks, we will be relaunching actually a brand that we own together. It's called Sew House. And Sew House is basically a niche brand. It's for people who are looking to create their own brands, people who are looking to create a product from start to finish and to be able to mass market it themselves for their own use. So, like, take example for me. When I wanted to start a brand, I had to source, go out and start looking for manufacturers, because at the time I did not have the machinery or the wherewithal or the knowledge to make duffel bags from start to finish. So I had to go outsource and I had to look. And the reality is that a lot of designers in this day and age. Like, a lot of designers don't even make their own products. A lot of designers actually have to do the same thing that I just mentioned, which is outsourcing their manufacturing. And a lot of people will outsource their manufacturing to places like China and Asia because, you know, it's just cheaper versus here in the States. And so finding a manufacturing warehouse, a design studio that has the ability to do low volume, upscale, high quality products for your own personal brand, or if you're trying to start something from the ground up, like, it's really hard to find that. And so that's something that me and Colton really want to be able to offer to the masses. You know, we've already have experience with, like, working with major brands like Nike and Patagonia and Pendleton and Carhartt, brands like that. So, you know, we do also have the ability to produce quite large numbers as well. We have the ability to scale up. And so, you know, we are a heavily investable business right now. And so right now, Colton and I are also looking for investment opportunities, investor opportunities. And, you know, I'm looking into small business grants and women-owned grants. So we really do have the potential to be a multi-million dollar business, and I fully intend on making that a reality. So being able to document this from start to finish really is something cool. You know, I'm grateful. I know that there's not a lot of people who have the ability or the opportunity to be put in the position that I'm in. So I try to make the most of it, and I try to give back as much as I can. So, like, you know, I even down with my employees, like, you know, one of my star employee, who is also my daughter now at this rate, her name is Venus. If you don't know who Venus is, you can follow her online, Venus Guy Trap on Instagram. She also does fabulous hair. So if you need wigs or if you need hair, anything, Venus does amazing hair. She actually does my hair all the time. And so, yeah, like, she keeps me looking good. And she's already done hair for Continental and Giagon and a lot of other, Irene the Alien from Seattle and Bosco. She's done a lot of Drag Race hair. So, you know, she's very talented, and she is, loves her hair career, and I want to see that through. So if you need hair, go check out my daughter, Venus Skytrap. But I also love, what I'm getting at with that is that, like, I love being able to give another trans person an opportunity to do something that they're passionate about, something that excites them, instead of potentially putting them in a position where they need to go out and do sex work. Like, I'm not bad mouthing sex work by any means, right? I mean, look at me. Like, I've been very vocal about how I personally love what I do, and I love how I handle things, and I love all that. But also, that doesn't mean that I don't want more for myself and more for other people. And so, especially with, like, people, with girls like Venus, like, you know, Venus is young, very young. She's, like, you know, 22, 23. So, like, I believe, if I'm not, if I ended up fucking getting that wrong, she's gonna fucking kill me, so. But, yeah, Venus, you know, she, like, I want to be able to give an opportunity to people that don't have to be put in, you know, positions of needing to go into sex work. And fortunately, we're living in a day and age where, like, you know, doing sex work is kind of getting phased out. Like, if it's not OnlyFans, I'm talking about, like, in-person sex work. And it's true. Like, I feel that in-person sex work, even though, like, yes, it's not getting phased out, I feel that it's getting phased out for, like, a lot of the younger generation. And rightfully so. Like, when I see girls that are between the ages of, like, you know, 18 and 25 that are in sex work, I kind of sit back and I'm like, what are you doing, girl? Like, what are you doing? Because literally we live in a day and age and we live in a society where you girls don't need to do that shit. Like, you girls don't need to be on the fucking sites. Like, you know the reason why I fucking started going on the road? It wasn't necessarily because, like, I had no other option, but it was because, like, I wanted to get, like, my surge done, and I wanted to, like, you know, and that requires a lot of money, and then, you know, so, but in this day and age, you can go and get a fucking job at Starbucks down the street, and literally you work there for fucking less than a year, they'll pay for fucking everything. I'm talking face, I'm talking tits, I'm talking body, I'm talking voice, I'm talking the works. They will even, like, give you money for, like, fillers. Like, I haven't gotten fillers in like the last 2 years because I've been spending all my money on my brand, so I've had to cut obviously expenses, but like, y'all can fucking guess fillers working at Starbucks, and I know a lot of girls that do. So like, my point being is there's no real valid reason why any of you under the age of 25 need to be going on the road and touring like me. See, the reason why I do it now is because I am conditioned to be in this environment after 15 years of living this experience. And so, you know, like, that's kind of, I'm just like, I'm trying to get out. Like, you know, it's not that I want to get out, but also, I'm also, you know, full transparency, I'm 34 years old. So I know that this is, you know, it's getting towards, it's not at the end of my road, but once you start getting closer to 40, like, it's time to tap out, at least in my opinion. Like, I don't want to be doing this shit when I'm in my 40s, and I know quite a few girls in the industry still that, like, are heavy in their 40s, and they're still heavy doing this, and so I just don't want to, there's so much more opportunity in the world, and I just want to be able to give myself and other people that, and so I'm really happy and really fortunate that I'm able to provide an experience like that for other trans women, and that's my daughter, Venus. And so, and you know, I'm also looking for more trans people that are looking for opportunities to get involved in fashion and production and sewing and stuff like that. So if, you know, if you're in the Los Angeles area and you're looking for a new job and you have some kind of sewing experience in any capacity, even if it's home sewing, you know, I'm happy to have interviews and I'm happy to hold them and I'm happy to offer jobs, like, because I have the work and I have the means. And so, you know, I'll be putting out job ads shortly, actually, but very, very excited to see what happens in the next year, 2025. Again, pending the world doesn't end. But yeah, there's so much that's gonna be unfolding in the next few months. So super, super grateful. But you know, I'm gonna be doing these podcasts you know, relatively routine. So I'm gonna make these weekly again, especially because, like, they're gonna be more short. They're gonna be between, like, you know, 20 and 30 minutes, an episode. So just to retain your attention and give you little updates of what's going on. But yeah, we have some new stuff that's coming out on our website soon on coltyleather.com. We're basically in the middle of revamping our entire website and putting a bunch of new products on the site, including these tracksuits and including, you know, our new backpacks. We just completely redesigned our backpack, and it's, oh my god, I'm obsessed with my backpack. Here, let me show you what it is. Let me show you my backpack. I'm showing you my backpack, and for those of you who are listening, I'm sorry you cannot see the backpack, but sorry. This is my modular backpack. She fits a lot of stuff, and this comes in a variety of different colors and styles too. But I love it so much. It is the most gorging backpack. And it's made with the highest quality leather. Like, it feels like butter and it smells fabulous. So, need a new backpack? Check us out on coltyleather.com. But, yeah, no. So, please keep your eyes peeled. And Thank you so much for all of you who have been a shining light and support for me throughout this entire process over the last year and a half, 2 years. Like, I'm really excited to be back doing this podcast. Like, it's actually, it really is full circle for me. So, and this is a great way for me to keep in touch and not overpollute my Instagram close friends story list, because Lord knows I definitely have issues with that. But so I'll keep it at that for right now, but I'm really happy to be back and talking with you guys and like this in this manner. And also now finally being able to have videos on YouTube, so, and little snippets on my main feed on Instagram and stuff. So this will be exciting to be able to put out in the universe. But thank you so much for tuning in, and please tune back in next week, because I will be having guests. So, and then also I am gonna be doing like probably like some Q&A type stuff. So please, if you have questions for me or anything like that, or if you want to like, if you have like topic suggestions, by all means throw them my way, because I'm gonna be doing a lot of that shit, and I want to really listen to you, the viewers. So anyways, this has been fun. I have a flight to catch here. I gotta head to Dallas here soon. Gotta hit the road to the airport. So on that note, my name is Taylor Snyder, and thank you so much for tuning into the Traveling Career Girl Podcast, Season 2, Episode 1. I will talk to you guys later next week.